you know, if I need to sit down in front of Photoshop, you know, I can do what I do. And cool. Like, in order to promote the Phenomenal Five, I did a lot of images with women and girls, and there was an image of a beautiful image of a black girl in it, and it said something to the extent of every black girl's dreams becomes a woman with like aspirations or something like that. Mm-hmm. And we were just selling them like for like $5 per card or whatever. And yeah. I had mothers come up to me and be like, "So where are the boys?" Mm-hmm. And I was just like, I didn't think about that at all, because I was just thinking about promoting this show with black women.
Yeah.
But, and over the years, I've just become watching social, I'm very active on social media, and I just realized that, like, there's an emphasis on women, which is good, because I'm mm-hmm. very cognizant of the fact that, you know, women have been very much oppressed. Black women, especially, have been, you know, really, really, like, it's amplified in terms of the oppression and the lack of representation. And mm-hmm. just the microaggression and the violence that black women experience on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. But I'm also very cognizant of, like, people are not paying attention to the black boys, which have been affected by the same thing in different ways.
Yeah. So, like, I've noticed a lot of your poetry about black men, which I really do appreciate, like, every time you post about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And those Dear Black Man posts, like, you can remove the man and put any gender you want in there,
mm-hmm.
and it still mm-hmm. applies. You know, like, you can degender it, and it's like, it really applies to everybody. Because the intention is like, yes, I'm speaking to myself as a black mm-hmm. man, but mm-hmm. these are things that we need to be telling ourselves. It's not like, I don't like to ascribe to this idea of a man can only do this or that. Yes, we're physically different, and we do have different abilities. Like, I would never say to put two people of equal training of different genders mm-hmm. into a fight. Like, I'm like, that's not gonna be good. It's been proven all over the place. But in terms of intellectually, emotionally, spiritually, we're the same. At the base, mm-hmm. we're the same. So, I don't know. I really appreciate the balance between representation. And me having a son, small son myself, you know,
mm-hmm.
I'm like super excited about having both Zuri and Dre, and for him to, you know, eventually play with them to be able to have that experience. You know, because at one point he had a haircut and he looked exactly like Dre. I was like, oh my God, I can't wait to take a picture of him.
Because
he
had the cut down
sides, and like he had a little bit of a high top. And I was like, oh my God, it's perfect.
That makes me so happy. Like, I think I'm always in my head about things, and like always thinking about, okay, I should do this, or okay, I shouldn't do that. But then like hearing like things like that, where it's just like, oh my gosh, like my son looked exactly like him. Or like, especially because like my dolls have different skin tones. They're both black, but they have like, they're different skin tones. And even the next doll, I'm actually going to make them even darker than Zuri.
Mm-hmm.
And then the dolls that come out, I want to have like an array of skin tones, because that's what life is. Like, not everyone has the same skin tone, whether you're black or not. And so seeing like kids who literally look exactly like the dolls, whether mm-hmm. girl, boy, whatever, mm-hmm. has been so exciting. And hearing the like the grandparents, the aunts, the moms, the dads giving their feedback about like they are obsessed, like they went to bed with them, they woke up with them, they want to change them, put them in different clothes. So it's been very fulfilling and rewarding.
And like one of the things as well is you think about toys in the last four decades, and mm-hmm. At some point between the 90s and the 2000s, Barbie started making black dolls.
Yeah.
But they weren't really making black dolls. They were making white dolls that were painted black.
Exactly. Like, they weren't necessarily representative of what black people look like physically, in the sense of like their features, their body shapes and sizes and stuff like that. So it was definitely a one-sided view of what they thought black people look like. Mm-hmm. Or I guess they just said, like, you want a black doll? Here's Barbie with a brown skin tone.
Right. But she still got the same straight long hair. It's just black instead.
Yeah.
And a little bit curly. But yeah, mostly black. So
what they've gotten better, though. They've definitely gotten better recently.
I would hope that they get a little bit better over the years.
I've seen some curvy dolls. I've seen some dolls with like bigger lips or different noses. So they've definitely gotten better. Do I necessarily buy them? No, but I've seen them. So it's good.
Yeah. But it's like the understanding of the representation. I remember there was a YouTube video where black and brown babies were put in front of these dolls.
Yeah, and I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, one was a black doll and one was a white doll, and they all gravitated towards the white doll. They all believed the black doll was ugly. And it was like, it's so heartbreaking because it's like, you know, like all of the internalized racism, all of the external racism, because racism doesn't just affect folks from the outside. Mm-hmm. We often internalize that stuff. You know, how many times have we heard about, especially like you have locks, the sports people who have locks, who had to cut off all their locks before they could fight because it's not quote unquote regulation, and I'm just like, where's the regulation that talks about people's hair? Or very recently, a few months ago, there was, I believe, a gymnast or someone in the sports arena. Her entire team had to like take out all the beads out of her hair because some judge or some official said, oh, those beads are not regulations, so they have to be taken out. And I'm like, what does the beads in her hair have to do with, the sport that she's doing?
Yeah.
You know, it makes no sense.
You can have those big bows and all that kind of stuff in your hair. Like, that's fine. But beads are a whole other conversation. Right. Yeah. It's heartbreaking. And, like, in reference to the video you were mentioning with, like, the kids looking at the dolls.
Yeah.
It's so heartbreaking as an adult, but I was that kid. Like, I was that kid that preferred, or not necessarily preferred it, but didn't necessarily even have the black doll to even really reference, right? Mm. I was that kid that was made fun of because my lips were too thick. And now look at everyone trying to get, like, really big lips and stuff, you know what I mean? Yeah. Or my nose was different. And, like, my mom's a lighter skin tone than me. She's black, but she's a lighter skin tone than me. And I was made fun of for that because people said, well, you're adopted. And it's just because my dad was darker. Like, that's, right. And you know how, like, you mix light and dark together, and sometimes it comes out dark, sometimes it comes out light. But, like...
And it's been proven that black women can give birth to any skin tone child on the planet.
Yeah. Like, it's crazy. So, like, as much as it's heartbreaking as an adult, and, like, now I can understand that.
Yeah.
I felt that. That was me as a kid. And so I feel like a lot of things that I've created, not I feel like, let's be honest, it's fact. A lot of things that I create is for the little girl in me that wishes she had those things.
Yeah.
Wishes she could have cuddled Aziri at night because she was nervous or upset about the fact that people said she was too dark versus a doll who looks almost the exact same skin color as me. So like maybe I would have felt better. Maybe I wouldn't have felt so self-conscious because it's like, look, she looks like me.
Yeah.
Other than just having, let's say, the only one that I can really reference from back then, like cartoon wise, was like Susie from the Rugrats, little girl in the Rugrats who was like a darker skin tone. But like, it hurts and it's hard to like to grasp that concept, but I get it because that was me when I was a kid.
Just in case you're tuning in for the first time this evening, we are speaking to Danielle Muriel Cox, who is a minimalistic graphic designer, best known for self-publishing coloring books, Black Kings and Black Queens, which then led to the opportunity to do the board book, My Hair. And in addition to that, she works as a graphic designer, and she's the founder and designer of the toy brand Zuri Andre that came out officially in January 2021. Keep it locked. You are listening to Soul Perspectives here on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Nous gagnons, nous gagnons, nous faisons, 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 nous gagnons cacher. Mais les marées ont monté, mais ouais, ça qu'à nager.
Yo pas vrai pour nous t'inter là, mais je vous dis, on met plié ça. Yo pas vrai pour nous t'inter là, mais je vous dis, on met plié ça. Yo pas vrai pour nous t'inter là, mais je vous dis, on met plié ça. Yo pas vrai pour nous t'inter là, mais je vous dis, on met plié ça.
Sous nous pas sorti à swell. En étant jeune, il semblait, il pas tourner grand monde. Gardez gain monde chaque jour à pousser style sous nous. Jodi nous fait nous battre, tant qu'on c'est qu'à la loue. Tendez, des fonds rêves, nous tout besoin tendez. M'te qu'on malade, m'ta marché dehors, on m'en demande. La propose pour moi, gardez le répondre. C'est un dossier qui relève 1804. Semblez yo fou, yo pas boy, yo v'en blié. Gale yo sou, ma faut tourner la caille gaillé. Ou pas gain fou, gardez gens la guevre sous nous. En célébré tant qu'on nous fait manger en soupe joumou.
Yo pas vrai pour nous t'inter là. Yo pas vle pour nous t'inter là, mais je vous dis on met plié ça. Yo pas vle pour nous t'inter là, mais je vous dis on met plié ça. Yo pas vle pour nous t'inter là, mais je vous dis on met plié ça.
Yes, 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 we're back, we're back, we're back. You are listening to Soul Perspectives here on CKUT 90.3 FM. My name is Kim Dominic Ferguson, and my guest this evening is Danielle Murrell Cox, who is a minimalistic graphic designer, best known for her self-published coloring books, Black Queens and Black Kings. The coloring books opened the door for the opportunity to work with HarperCollins, and together they released the board book, My Hair. In addition to her work as a graphic designer, she's the founder and designer of the toy brand, Zuri and Dre. Danielle, thank you so much for coming in and sharing with us and being open with us. Like, I feel like, you know, I've been calling whenever I talk to people about the shows that we've been doing, I call them mini documentaries, mini bio documentaries, because try and dive into the origins of the people's work and find out more. Like, but back in the day, it used to be like 10, 15 minutes and, you know, you come on really quick and then you, you know, people might rush off to the next thing or...
Making movies here, like audio movies.
Audio biographies, audio movies.
Yeah.
Audio movies.
No, I mean, thanks so much for having me, for sure.
It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. So you mentioned, before the break, you mentioned that you're working on a new character. So tell us a little bit about that. Tell us a little bit about your process. And you said you wanted them to be gender neutral, I believe.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about your intent behind that and your process.
Mm-hmm. So I'm a team of one. So based off of like my budget, it's based off of whatever I could get for freelance and outside of bills type of thing. So I don't have all the money in the world. So I'm not able to create like a whole bunch of dolls at once, which I wish I could, but I can't, unfortunately, which a lot of people are still very lenient with me because they realize it's just me. So I'm only able to come up with another doll, like one single doll for now for this year. But this doll, I wanted to be a little bit darker than Zuri and be gender neutral, non-binary, just for the sake of helping kids kind of, not necessarily helping kids, but introducing it to the kids at an early age, because we're definitely more open with it. We're talking about it more and like maybe some kids understand it or they don't, but the idea that they don't have to necessarily say he or she. And if they want to, they can, or if the person wants them to be known at their pronoun to be they, like I want them to kind of have that understanding early, because since I do plush dolls, they're generally for the younger age group, but I also have adults who like love my dolls as well. But that's just like the main concept, and I want to be as representative as possible. Even if I don't necessarily identify as non-binary or gender neutral, I'm still acknowledging it exists and it's okay. So I wanted to make sure that that's represented in my brand and in my dolls. And their hairstyle is going to be different. So the concept is like cornrows or like locks for this doll, which is, I find very different that you don't normally see in plushies.
No.
So I feel like that's going to be an interesting experience for people to kind of like see it. But that doll should be out this year, and hopefully by next year, I'll be able to create another doll or two. Mm-hmm. But that's the concept of this doll. No name yet. I'll be asking the people for their feedback, getting people to give ideas and concepts and suggestions for the names. Mm-hmm. And then from there, I'll kind of take a poll, kind of what I did with Ziri and Dre, and get people's feedback and suggestions, and then pick one from there.
Do you anticipate perhaps getting a bit of pushback? Because, you know, in our community, we, as they say in French, there are people who are very transphobic, homophobic, anti this gender neutral. Now there's only two genders and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Do you anticipate any pushback? And like, are you kind of, okay, have you prepared for it in terms of like, because it can get really aggressive.
Yeah.
Right?
It definitely can. And because, again, I don't have someone to be able to help me with the customer service or to be able to respond to people, I think I'm just going to have to, I think for the most part, because I don't identify it with myself,
yeah.
It's not like I can really explain it or talk about it in that sense, right? So I feel like it's going to be a lot of deflecting, or not necessarily deflecting, but just saying, like, I have a doll that's a she and I have a doll that's a he, if that's how you feel. There are other dolls that are there.
Right.
But also referencing and sharing other people who do like represent the non-binary and the gender neutral, for them to like go watch their posts, go look at so-and-so's posts, go look at what they're talking about, because they'll be able to explain it a million times better than I can.
Right.
So I think there's definitely going to be pushback, 1,000%.
Yeah.
And in that sense, like, my dolls maybe just aren't for you, and that's okay. Like, yeah. I'm not for everyone. Everyone isn't for everyone, and that's okay. I've had so much pushback now with my dolls because people are just like, oh, only black dolls. And it's not to say I'm not going to create dolls that are lighter skin tone or white, but it's just like, it's just me. I can't afford to do 20 dolls at a time. Like,
yeah.
I don't think people realize I'm just a small business or micro business, really.
Right.
So I've had pushback with that. And a lot of, like, at first I would get very upset about it and try to respond to it. Mm-hmm. And then I realized, like, it's not worth it, because no matter what, they were never going to buy my stuff anyways.
Exactly.
So why do I need to try to have a conversation with them and try to quote unquote change them when they're setting their ways? And if you want to be setting your ways, that's fine, but I don't have to deal with it.
Yeah.
So I feel like just telling people, like, and it's not something I'm just going to, like, as of now, the way I've kind of thought of it is I'm not going to just be like, always talking about, I don't think I'm going to necessarily say, like, hey, they're non-binary, hey, they're gender neutral, mm-hmm. and everything that I do when it comes to the doll. But I'm just going to say, like, they use all pronouns. Like, if you want to say they, if you want to say he, if you want to say she, like, that's up to you. Like, if you want to do that, that's fine.
Yeah.
But there's no specific pronoun for this doll, versus when I talk about Ziri, I say she. When I talk about Dre, I say he. Mm-hmm. So I feel like it's not going to be necessarily like shoving it down people's throats.
Yeah.
But just realizing, like, hey, their name is not necessarily feminine. It's not necessarily masculine. It's more gender neutral. It's more neutral.
Yeah.
And then saying, like, if you want to talk about the doll, like, if you want to say he, if you want to say she, like, it's very okay to do either or none. You can say they.
Yeah.
You can say it. I mean, it's an it. It's an actual object, right?
Right.
So that's also okay, too.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't think I'm going to be necessarily pushing it down people's throats, because, again, it's not even my place to do so, because
yeah.
I don't necessarily identify with that. And then if people have an issue with it, I have other dolls. There'll mm-hmm. be other dolls that are coming out soon. And if they really have that much of an issue with it, they're just not my target audience. And I'll definitely be okay with showing them different people's posts or tagging them or sharing different profiles that could explain it better and who identify with it, who can actually explain it from their experience.
Yeah. I find it ironic that you're getting pushback because you made black dolls. Mm-hmm. And I feel like those people definitely don't support you fully,
right.
Because if they bought your book, My Hair...
Oh, these are strangers. These are, like, people who I've never, like, heard from before. Like, these are... Because, like, when you post reels and stuff like that, which is, like, a lot of part of my marketing, it's, like, reels, 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 because it works. You get the outsiders, the people who don't necessarily follow you but see your stuff.
Yeah.
And those are the ones who comment. But the funny enough thing is, them commenting is helping with my engagement, because the algorithm just sees, oh, this is something that's...
People are interested in it. Yeah.
Yeah, this is something that people want to take their time and write about, whether it's good or bad.
Right.
The same thing where they say, like, well, the, like, bad publicity or any publicity is good publicity.
Yeah.
Like,
that's applicable on IG.
yeah, you may not agree with it, mm-hmm. but you were never going to buy it anyway, so it's also fine and it's okay. And I'm not, I don't have the time to like change your concept and your ideas,
yeah.
but also like realizing the first dolls that I was going to make, yeah, they're going to be black. I'm black. Like,
it's logical. It's logical. It makes
so,
sense.
So like the fact that you don't see that is your problem, but that doesn't mean I'm not going to make dolls that look white or are white. Right.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like, I can only afford to do so much. Yeah. I've only been in this for a year. And I think those strangers also don't know that because they're just commenting on what they see right in front of them, which is just real about these dolls. We're black. Yeah.
They're not willing to do a little bit of extra work in order to find out more information. Because like I was saying in your book, My Hair, you have representation of just about like almost all races, if not all races. There's people with straight hair that look white in your book. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, you have someone who's, you have an albino person as well in there.
Yep.
And I was super psyched about that because I love consuming black literature. It's not the only literature I consume, but I love consuming black literature. And there is the Insibidi series by Niedi Okorafor, Dr. Niedi Okorafor. And her main character is albino, Nigerian-American albino girl turned into woman in the later series, the later books. But it's like, it's like really cool to see because that is also not a representation that gets seen a lot. And in different cultures, albinism is considered like almost demonic. So it's like, it's really good to have that representation, the spectrum of representation
of
blackness and humanity as well.
Yeah, it's not just like one black or one white or like, there's more than just black and white. There's Asian. Within Asia, there's so many different other subcategories, right? And then there's the Latin American, like, then there's the Samoan and the indigenous. Like, there's so many different versions of us that I think a lot of people, like the people who comment those negative things are only in their, like, they have their, like, blinders on, right? They're only focusing on what they see in front of them and what they experience, not really being open to the fact that it's more than that. Like, the world and what we go through and what everyone goes through is so much more than that. And it's frustrating to see, and it's frustrating for it to be under my stuff.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, even if that upsets me and annoys me, it's like a drop in the ocean of all the good stuff that also comes.
100%. 100%. Yeah. We are almost at the end of the show. Like, I feel like this, there should be a part two another soon.
Yeah. I mean, let's talk next year when, you know, I hopefully have
the next
adults.
Character drops. Yeah. We'll bring you back on. Please do let people know where they can get your art, your creativity. If they want to potentially propose some work, if you decide to, you know, if it's interesting enough for you to say, you know what, I will actually take that little tidbit of work. It can fit into my schedule. Let people know how to get in touch with you, how to get copies of your books, and, of course, your plushies as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, in regards to design and illustration, I'm focusing more on product design for other people.
Okay.
So if you have a product that you want to kind of turn from an idea in your head to something on paper to an actual physical item, like, I'm helping that process from A to B. Of course, I'm not manufacturing, but I'm just helping you with the design, the 2D design aspect of it. So if you're interested in that, you can find me DM Cox. So essentially my initials, DM Cox _ on Instagram, on Twitter. The dolls have their own pages because they have their own brand. So it's Zuri and Dre. That's ZURIANDDRE. And that's also their website, ZuriandDre.com. You can find them on Twitter. You can find them on Instagram. Also on Facebook as well. I just don't use Facebook so much, but they're there.
Okay.
And yeah, so if you want to be able to buy the dolls, you can buy them online at Indigo if you're in Canada, indigo.ca. You can actually find them in Toronto at Black Owned Toronto in Scarborough. So if you want to physically get them and you're in Toronto, you can get them there. My other books, like Black Coloring Books, The Black Queens and Black Kings, are also on the Zero and Joy website. And My Hair is available at any bookstore. So since it is traditionally published, I don't have access to say, like, it goes here, it goes there.
Right.
So if you are in the States, it's in your Barnes & Nobles and anywhere books are sold. Same in Canada and Indigo on their website and anywhere books are sold.
Great. Danielle, thank you so much for taking the time to be here with us this evening.
Thank you.
I don't want to say good luck. Good work.
Thanks.
Good continuation.
Yeah, and chat soon, right?
And chat soon. Yeah. Hit me up. Let me know what's good. If you need to let the folks know about your new character or something new that you're doing, please do hit me up and let us know.
I gotta do that more. Something I don't do enough.
You're an artist. You know, artists don't care about promotion.
I do care, but I'm just super awkward and super shy and nervous about it, even though, like, I have to be the complete opposite of that in order for my brand to expand. But
yeah,
I'm growing and I'm learning every day. Yes, I will reach out.
Great. So at DM Cox, DMCOX _ to get in touch with Danielle directly. Zuri Andre, ZURIANDDRE. And that's across all social media. And of course, .com. Add the .com for the website. Two quick questions before we go. I have wrote them out and I forgot to ask you. Is there a cartoon coming out in the future?
Oh my gosh, I want there to be so bad. Yes, there definitely is. When? Couldn't tell you. Do I have an animator to work with? Not yet, but yes.
Yeah. And are you on TikTok?
I am on TikTok. So same names, Zuri and Dre, they have their own page and my page is DM Cox, but I'm not going to lie, I don't use it that much. Okay. I use it more to watch than I do to post. Gotcha. I'm still trying to figure out the whole TikTok thing. It's, from my understanding, TikTok is a lot more like unfiltered, like straight to the point, direct, versus Instagram is very pretty and aesthetics and like filters. So I'll have to figure it out a little bit more, but yes, I am on TikTok.
Good. That was it, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for tuning in every Tuesday evening, 7 to 8:30 p.m. CKUT 90.3 FM, CKUT.ca. If you have missed the show or you want to listen to any of our past shows, go to CKUT.ca, click on Programming and Archives. You can hear all the shows. And at 8:31 p.m., if you miss a portion of this show, you can listen back to the archives because it'll be uploaded right away. My name is Kim Dominique Ferguson. You have been listening to Soul Perspectives here on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Prison Radio Show is a twice-monthly news show on CKUT. The show seeks to confront the invisibility of prisons and prisoner struggles by focusing on the roots of incarceration, policing, and criminalization, and by challenging ideas about what prisons are and who ends up inside. We are dedicated to programming that is directly collaborative with people who are currently incarcerated. With that in mind, we would like to let you know that we have a phone line for prisoners and their outside supporters. In fact, we have two phone lines. You can call us Collect from Bordeaux Prison and Riviere de Prairie Prison by calling 514-876-3748. We also have a number for non-collect calls. That number is 438-337-8423. Feel free to call.
Cinema Politica Concordia is thrilled to invite you to the long-awaited launch of our fall 2022 season. Join us on October 3rd for a special screening of the award-winning film, The Territory, a collaborative and deeply committed film about Indigenous land defenders protecting their traditional territory against encroaching deforestation brought by farmers and illegal settlers. Through dramatic landscapes and Indigenous-filmed witness footage, The Territory highlights the global nature of Indigenous struggle for land and climate justice. on October 3rd, 7 p.m., room H110, Concordia's Hall Building, 1455 de Maisonneuve West. Venue is wheelchair accessible, donations kindly encouraged. cinemapolitica.org or find us on social media. This is a CKUT Radio co-presentation.
Hey Black, you're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM.
Jeziła ta iubito, și tarde ziua ta. Te-aș da și am din viața mea, dacă aș putea. Jeziła ta iubito, și tarde ziua ta. Te-aș da și am din viața mea, dacă aș putea. Îmi dar de ziua ta.
Eu te doream atât de mult și te visam.
Născută România, ce să-i faci? Născută România, cu iPhone și cozonaci. Născută România, o, ce dulce ironie. Ne-am născut în România, bogați, săraci. Salut din greșeală, ochii mamei și ai ta.
îți fac cel mai bun vin și de viață e un chin. Cu tot aurul din lume nu pot face o minune, dar când ceafă-l citesc, visele mi se împlinesc. De la Iași la Timișoara și de la Cluj la București, țara asta nu e întreagă, dar fără mine așa să știi. Născut în România, asta-i viața mea, aici democrația îmi zâmbește așa. Și dacă vin în România, îți dau un like și prietenia.
Ochii la mine s-au vrei să pleci, atunci ce te reține? Că dragostea pleacă și nu mai revine. Și atunci nu mai poți să dai vina pe mine. Zi-mi unde uiți ochii la mine și jocul privirilor azi mă te ține. Ai ochii în lacrimi, scris tot pe pagine. Rup, le-am lipit și-am ajuns la margine. Completam jumate, jumate și acum plecăm fiecare într-o parte. Urmează suspine, regrete, amintiri, poze pe perete. Din doi niciunul nu poate să mă ierte. Orgoliu prea mare să-l iei cu un burete. Te ia și te face să uiți ce e bine. Unde uiți ochii la mine? Te porți de parcă m-ai uitat deja, da. Când sunt cu tine, hai ochii la mine și-o să-ți amintească tot privirea mea, da. Dacă te ține, hai ochii la mine. Te porți de parcă m-ai uitat deja.
Tu vă stai chill. Poate că încep să mă schimb, sau poate că-mi trebuie timp. Prefer să zic dinainte ce simt, nu vreau să ajung să te mint. Începe cu o luptă și pe urmă război, până unul din noi e cu un pas înapoi. Apoi amândoi suntem plini de noroi. Uite ce faci din noi. Un haos perfect și tot încerc să înțeleg. Oricât te evit, ochii nu mint.
Te porți de parcă m-ai uitat deja, da. Când sunt cu tine,
face bine, îmi stă lângă tine. Parcă e o reclamă, la bărbați de teamă. Aoleu, ce tare e această întâmplare, ce se desfășoară cu tine, domnișoară. Lumea mă trage de mânecă ea, că ce e cu mine când mă depar. Dar e normal, eu nu te-am întâlnit, să înțeleagă ce m-a lovit. Aproape firesc, aproape vital, aproape cu minte, aproape vulgar. Eu semăn cu tine și-ți mărturisesc, convins. Aoleu, ce bine îmi stă lângă tine, parcă e o reclamă la bărbați de damă. Aoleu, ce tare e această întâmplare, ce se desfășoară cu tine, domnișoară. Aoleu, ce-mi place viața cum le-ntoarce, și din singuratic acum sunt mai simpatic. Aoleu, ce bine mă simt când sunt cu tine, parcă e o reclamă la bărbați de damă. Suntem doi sălbatici când stăm separați, suntem incredibili împerecheați. Noi suntem motivul pentru care pământul s-a tot învârtit să ne vină rândul. Aproape haotic, aproape concret, aproape isteric, aproape încet. Eu sunt fără tine și-ți mărturisesc, învins. Aoleu, ce bine îmi stă lângă tine, parcă e o reclamă la bărbați de damă. Aoleu, ce tare e această întâmplare, ce se desfășoară cu tine, domnișoară. Aoleu, ce-mi place viața cum le-ntoarce, și din singuratic acum sunt mai simpatic. Aoleu, ce bine mă simt când sunt cu tine, parcă e o reclamă la bărbați de damă. Fă-te că nu vezi pe nimeni, suntem doar noi doi, ce bine. Fă-te că n-auzi pe nimeni, suntem doar noi doi, ce bine. Fă-te că nu vezi pe nimeni, suntem doar noi doi. Această întâmplare, ce se desfășoară cu tine, domnișoară. Aoleu, ce-mi place viața cum le-ntoarce, și din singuratic acum sunt mai simpatic. Aoleu, ce bine mă simt când sunt cu tine, parcă e o reclamă la bărbați de damă.
Două inimi pe tavă, vise rulate la unison. Mergem pe același BPM și destinație n-avem noi amândoi. Mână-n mână pe stradă, am prins roșu la semafor. Dar nu ne trebuie motive să ne privim încă de 1000 de ori. Stai pe loc, stai pe loc, unde fuge de să-mi dai un foc. Și fum după fum o luăm de la grabă, unde ne facem scrum. Vorbim despre tot, avem orașul la picioare, sus pe bloc, stăm în pijamale. Nu știu pe nimeni ca noi doi, să știu de la sentiment așa cum facem noi. Cine e ca noi? Nu știu pe nimeni ca noi doi. Toată lumea e în grabă, dar
vecinul să simtă ce simțim noi. Cei la tine mă sargă, noi deja ne-am obișnuit. Suntem mutați în așternutul, ei numără ore, noi numărăm sărutul. Stai pe loc, stai pe loc, hai să vorbim despre tot. Avem orașul la picioare, sus pe tot, stăm în pijamale. Nu știu că nimeni ca noi doi.
Oh, afișară lui o proteja. Era ceva ce nimeni și nimeni nu credea că îi poate lua, dar anii trec ușor, trec și peste ei. Sentimentele lui nu mai sunt la fel ca sentimentele ei. Ea se întreabă cum de s-a schimbat, el îi spune că nu-i vinova. Ea nu uită și strigă de ce, de ce, de ce m-ai lăsat. Sigur aici cu amintirile noastre, aproape păcate că tu ești departe. Dragostea-ți-a așa cum dragostea-ți dă. Ai ales să pleci, pleacă, mă descurc și singură. Și strigă de ce, de ce, de ce m-ai lăsat. Sigur aici cu amintirile noastre, aproape păcate că tu ești departe. Dragostea-ți-a așa cum dragostea-ți dă. Ai ales să pleci, pleacă, mă descurc și singură. Și casa ta, și acum ce tare mă apasă liniștea. De parcă a fost încă am pozat cu noi, în dormitor. Mă uit la ea de câte ori mi se face dor. Și-am încercat să uit de noi, dar nu-i ușor. De parcă a fost ieri, singur aici cu amintiri.
Am pierdut tot când am plecat. Nici soarele nu-i pe cer și n-am să mă mai trezesc ca să-ți pot zâmbi. Te pup, papa. Seara o facem la deiar, și că până dimineață toată lumea e sus pe par. Unii au luat un pic cam slow motion, grav, și o chestiune de minute până toți ceilalți cad prof. Gărgăriță, riță, te rog, fă-mi pe plac. Vreau o poieniță, lasă-mă s-o fac. Mâine scând o serenadă și te iau la val. Știi că-i sticla de pălincă dacă vezi că încep să cânt fac.
From helmets to sunscreen, we do everything we can to keep our kids safe. So, how can the COVID-19 vaccine help protect them? COVID-19 vaccines can help keep children safe from severe illness and potential long-term effects of the virus. Millions of children in Canada and around the world have already been safely vaccinated. Help protect your child. Book their appointment at canada.ca/COVID-vaccine. A message from the Government of Canada.
Good good evening. The time run about now on your dial should read 9 p.m. You're listening to Hotel the Blues here on 90.3 CKUT FM. Broadcasting, of course, from a small wee little house nestled on the side of Montreal's Mont-Royal on unceded Mohawk territory. I'm your host for the next couple of hours, Vishwa Ramakrishnan, about to play for you some of my favorite blues hits, associates, and affiliates. To get tonight's program started off, here is John Lee playing Down at the Depot. Hope you dig here on 90.3 CKUT FM.
To the depot, gal, I look up on the pole. Said I went to the depot, baby, now looked up on the pole.